T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey has the day off. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we join my pal and colleague, Ray Fittipaldo, who does a fabulous job covering the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Ray, good morning. How are you today?
Ron, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I know you saw that the NFL had a virtual meeting yesterday with all the owners, and they emerged to say, business as usual. We're still going to plan on opening up training camp July 28th. You know, we all know yesterday the Hall of Fame game, the Steelers and Cowboys canceled, and I guess they're talking about maybe two other exhibition games being canceled, but they're planning on opening up camp on July 28th. I'll say one thing about the NFL. They've been consistent, Ray. They said, we're going to have a season, and they're damn well trying to prove that they are.
You're right, Ron. They have never wavered, and I do think you're right. I do think two preseason games are likely in jeopardy. I think the max the teams are going to play this year, if they play any at all, will be two. You know, as you know, Ron, the Steelers were going to report a week earlier because of the Hall of Fame game. Now they're most likely to report near the end of July. And I think, you know, some players are going to test positive. There's going to be a quarantine period. This isn't going to be your normal training camp where you show up, do a conditioning test, and you get going with practices. I think there's going to be a ramp-up period. We have yet to hear what that's going to be like, how long of a period that's going to be. But you better bet, you know, you've seen it already throughout college, Ron, that, you know, 5, 7, 10 guys can test positive on a team. And, you know, I wouldn't expect anything different from the Steelers. And then it's just going to be a matter of how do they proceed from there? What is their plan? And I'm sure they have one. They just haven't shared it with the media quite yet.
Ray, I saw Mike Tomlin saying they've lost about 900 snaps in the OTAs and mini camps. You know, it's just been virtual, so they haven't actually been able to have their eyes on these players. And he said it's going to make it harder to evaluate players. A lot of these young guys, you know, maybe not, you know, the first couple draft choices, but a lot of these young guys are going to have a hard time making the team, right? Just because they haven't had a chance to impress the coaching staff.
Absolutely. And, you know, every year, Ron, there's always one or two undrafted free agents that make a name for themselves. And, you know, maybe one makes the 53-man roster, and maybe one or two others, you know, work their way onto the practice squad. And I think those opportunities are going to be few and far between this year. And I just don't think it's the rookies. I mean, I think the rookies are going to be hurt the most. But you saw earlier this week, Ron, that Tomlin came out and said that Matt Filer is going to start at left guard, and then, you know, the young tackles are going to, you know, they're going to duke it out for you know, who's going to be the starter there. I think it hurts guys like Okorafor and Banner too. I mean, you know, those guys really would have benefited from a lot of snaps in OTAs and minicamp. As you know, Okorafor was coming off shoulder surgery last year. That's why he wasn't quite right the entire year. And Banner, you know, like Okorafor, he's a young player too, and he could have benefited from those snaps. So right tackle, to me, is the biggest position battle going into training camp this year. That and inside linebacker, those are the two positions that I think bear the most watching, you know, once the team does get back in late July.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our guest here on the Cook and Joe Show. Ray, I saw a comment yesterday from Malcolm Jenkins of the Saints, a very prominent voice in the NFL, talking about how there might be players that don't show up. And he's quoted as saying, I think until we get to the point where we have protocols in place, until we get to a place as a country where we feel safe doing it, meaning going to camp, we have to understand that football is a non-essential business, and so we don't need to do it, and so the risk has to be really eliminated before we, before I, would feel comfortable with going back. Well, good luck eliminating the risk of COVID. I just wonder, A, if Jenkins would really consider not playing, and if other players would consider it not playing as well. What do you anticipate?
Yeah, to me, Ron, it would be a personal choice. I forget the name. There are a few players in the NBA who have decided not to come back because they have family situations. I think one of them, they had a young child who was vulnerable, and he didn't want to put himself in that position. And I think there was another situation where there was some child custody issue, and you know, he chose not to come back. But it's just not going to be decided by Malcolm Jenkins. He's free to make that choice, but you know, the NFLPA and the NFL, they're going to set these guidelines, and all indications are that there aren't going to be many roadblocks like we saw in Major League Baseball. So, you know, I think Jenkins is maybe out there on a little bit of a limb by himself there. He's the first player, the first prominent player, I should say, who's made any waves about that. So I would be really surprised if that was an issue. Every Steelers player, Ron, that we've talked to this spring and, you know, early this summer, they've all indicated a desire to get back. So I understand there are family concerns. Some family members might have some medical situations that, you know, it wouldn't be smart for players to come back, and that's going to have to be a personal choice. But I do not foresee any big roadblocks between the union and the owners in terms of, you know, getting these protocols in place and getting the season started on time.
Ray, one other thing that Mike Tomlin talked about at length, he was asked about players kneeling for the anthem, and he was very clear. He said, we're going to support our players. I don't believe any Steeler has ever knelt for the national anthem. And he just said, whatever they decide, we just want it to be thoughtful and respectful. I'm not surprised that Tomlin said that, and I'll be really surprised if there aren't Steelers that take a knee this fall. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. I think it's a completely different climate than it was a few years ago. And, Ron, I read about this a few weeks back. It's going to be a delicate situation for the Steelers. You know Al Villanueva as well as I do. That was a tough situation for him back in Chicago. Back in 2017, he had some wounded veterans texting and calling him, asking him to stand for the anthem. And that whole situation got out of hand for the Steelers. So it's going to be a tough call for the Steelers. I do think they have one thing going for them, Ron. They have the advantage of time. They've been able to talk about this as a team, as players, as coaches, as an organization for, you know, 2 or 3 months now. And by the time the season gets here, it'll be 4 or 5 months. So I do think they can have a better plan this time, but you're right. I mean, the players have a right to kneel during the anthem. I don't think they're going to be bullied this time. I actually think, you know, if you look at the polling, I think the nation is on their side this time. So I do expect kneeling from NFL players, and I'm like you. I wouldn't be surprised at all if some Steelers chose to kneel this year as well.
You know, I'm going to be curious to see what they do, Ray, because I think, was it Cam Hayward who might have said, hey, we want to be united as a team here too. And I don't know if that right. means everybody will kneel or everybody will lock arms or raise fists in the air or what they'll do. You know, is it potentially a divisive issue or not?
Well, it certainly can be. I mean, you have a very prominent, Army Ranger veteran on your team who, you know, like we said, you know, he has certain feelings. I know Al did say a few years ago that he wouldn't have been bothered if one of his teammates knelt. So I do think the Steelers have that going for them. Listen, Ron, it doesn't have to be during the national anthem. They could maybe they would stand for the anthem, and maybe they would take a knee for a minute, for, you know, a few minutes after the anthem. We don't know yet, and I don't think we're going to know for quite some time. But I do think these NFL teams, like I said, they have time to sort of talk about this as a team. The players have time to talk about this as a union. I think it would be smart for them to all get on the same page. So like Cam said, you know, there's unity in what we do. We want to be together as a team, because I know Cam said, I think it was just last week, that they felt like they let their brother hang out to dry there with Villanueva going up by himself a couple of years ago. So I don't think that'll happen again. But, yeah, I do think there will be some form of protest this fall by the teams, and that's including the Steelers.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo, quickly, report out there the teams are interested in Colin Kaepernick, but Pro Football Talk saying no one's reached out to him or his people. Do you think Kaepernick will be, A, get an opportunity to be in the league, and will be in the league on opening day?
I don't know about opening day, Ron. As you know, rosters are set right now going into camps. But if there's an injury, listen, I think even with that long layoff, that guy provides – athleticism and experience that maybe not a lot of other backups and third stringers provide. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, he's going to sign before training camps or even early in training camps. But if there's a major injury or two, then, yeah, I could definitely see him signing with a team. I don't think owners would feel, they wouldn't feel like they're being bullied like they were a few years ago. So I definitely do think that's in play. But I'm not going to say that it's going to happen during training camp. I think it could be, you know, something that happens in late August, maybe early September, just before the season gets going.
Ray, quickly, Ben Roethlisberger made national news at this Man Up conference, a Christian men event last week. The two lines that everybody jumped on was, I was addicted to alcohol, I was addicted to pornography. I wrote about this for my Sunday column. It's up online now at postgazette.com. What did you make of those comments?
Yeah, well, listen, Ron, we all know that Ben has changed really in the last 10 years or so. And, you know, early on in his career, he was one who was, out and about town a lot before he was married. So, I think it's good that, he put that out there. He certainly wasn't afraid of any blowback. So, you know, good for him. You know, if he could help one person with those comments, you know, make one person feel comfortable, feel like they can get some help, I think it's all good. You know, I don't have a big issue with it. I don't think it's going to be anything that is a distraction for the Steelers. I think, anyone who wants to step up and admit their faults like that, I think there's potentially some good in that. Like I said, if there's one person that he could reach, one person that he could help by doing that, then I think it's all good.
Ray, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and be safe and stay healthy, my friend.
All right, Ron, same to you. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.